This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Happy week four. Who Dat Nation, Steve Geller, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele here on First Take, getting you ready for a matchup in Atlanta. The Falcons hosting the Saints this week. Obviously, NFC South showdown, always a big one, guys. They always say counts for two, so we got to be two times as good this morning, gentlemen. Charlie's like, oh, yeah, God.
Let's get into it. I thought you were going a little bit longer with that, Steve. I'm still just like you, dusting off a little bit of the cobwebs from last night, but let's get into it.
I'm mulling over my fantasy roster already early this morning because, you know, once we get into the nitty-gritty of things, it's hard to focus on that when
so
you're getting
your
ready
Saints
for pregame.
Player decisions, right? Because Alvin is leaning towards playing. That is the probable one as far as Olave being a game-time decision. That's a little bit different. What kind of decisions are you talking about here, Steve?
I'm curious in my big money league. So it's like right now I have on my bench with an option to put in either Olave, Rashid Shaheed, or Taysom Hill. And I could use Taysom, obviously, in that tight end spot.
This could be a huge game for Taysom. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it is because that means that the Saints offense is going to be rolling. But you're talking about how much the Saints missed him last week against the Eagles when they desperately needed a power game on the ground.
Right.
I mean, the rushing attack just was not working against those two big fellas up front, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, who Bobby and I were joking after the game, that's like 700 pounds of meat there that you're trying to run right into, and it just didn't work last week.
And now
week.
What do you know? The Tampa Bay Bucks get to deal with that this week.
Yeah, have fun. You know, this is where, you know, you're angry that the Eagles won last week, but you're kind of rooting for them on the road in Tampa. Go take care of the Bucks.
Right, they better not lay an egg in Tampa after
here. You know they are. That's exactly what's going to happen. So just don't even worry about it and take care of business against Atlanta. That's what I have to say.
For sure, and we're talking about some of the injuries with the Saints. Obviously, the biggest news, I think, going into this game for sure, LCMC health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Talked about Taysom Hill missing in action last week. Well, he's been a full go at practice this week going into this matchup against Atlanta. The Dirty Bird Killer will be in action. He was no injury designation going into the game. Obviously a positive there. Derek Carr being on the injury report this week concerned a lot of people. You see him with a groin injury, but was able to be a full go during the week. Not sure, obviously, when that occurred in-game for him against the Eagles, but he definitely got rocked there right at the end when he threw up that interception.
Yeah, he got popped. And that's the concern, right? Like, the offensive line, and we'll get into defensive line, too. But
offensive line,
It is very, very much makeshift for this game. Without Eric McCoy, and, I mean, you got to kind of take what happened last week with a grain of salt because you lose the glue. He is the glue that holds the castle together.
The guy, right?
Yes, Eric McCoy. I mean, losing Derek Carr is one thing, losing Eric McCoy is another. So you lost your glue guy like 5 plays into the game. And then it kind of all crumbled around. But you're more prepared this week to deal without him. And so you have the line set up. I know John Hendricks put out the tweet Basically, Deuce and Haas were talking about this on Fans in the Pro, is just how do you want to kind of play this? Do you want to potentially make three different decisions on the interior? Because Cesar Ruiz is out too.
Right.
So you're without your center and your right guard. So how
Ruiz had a knee injury, didn't practice all week. Like you mentioned, he was out. Just want to finish up with some of the health stuff.
Oh, yeah.
DeMario Davis, hamstring, he is out. That is obviously big. We'll get into that as well. Kamara, didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, limited. He's questionable, dealing with hip and ribs. A.T. Perry popped up with a hamstring issue on Thursday, didn't practice back-to-back days. He is out. And then you look at that, some questionable guys in Cedric Wilson Jr. and the other biggie at wide receiver, Chris Olave. Hamstring for Olave. Wilson Jr. dealing with an ankle issue. He didn't practice on Friday at all after being limited. Olave just popped up on Friday in limited action. So I know there's been reports out there that both Kamara and Olave are expected to play in this one, though.
Kamara for sure. Olave, they keep saying they're confident
leaning
that he'll
towards
play. Right, but they haven't flat out said that he's going
to
play.
So I should keep him on my fantasy bench.
We'll see. Like, once it gets to, 11:35 and they finally make the decision, game time decision, he's good to go, that's when you can probably play him.
Hendricks, back to our O-line stuff, right?
Right, real quick. John Hendricks said that he projected the Saints O-line to look like this today. Taliese Fuaga, obviously at left tackle, he's good to go. Then at left guard, Lucas Patrick staying at the left side, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second.
Yeah.
Shane Lemieux at center, and then Landon Young at right guard, and Trevor Penning at right tackle. So your tackles are both playing. Both your starting tackles are good to go. They decide, instead of changing three positions, which you would have to do by moving
Patrick
to center, which he has played in the past, and I think he filled in last week once McCoy went down.
Right.
Instead, they decide to leave him at left guard. So you keep three of your starting positions. You had to only change two of them. And what they did was they put in Shane Lemieux and potentially Landon Young to be filling those two spots.
Shane Lemieux, how many starts has he had at center?
Not many.
None.
Yeah.
This will be his first one. So that's the biggest concern for me, obviously, I've heard everybody talking about that. And I expected Patrick, honestly.
And I did too, kind of. But they decided they wanted their three spots to stay the same. And they only wanted to change two. Because if you move Lucas Patrick from left guard to center.
I get that. Keep the continuity that you can.
Right. Keep the continuity that you can. And we heard this all throughout the offseason that Taliese is very comfortable next to Lucas Patrick. Like a veteran presence that has been uplifting him throughout his young career. Someone that he loves playing right next to. So, I can understand keeping the left side of the line intact. But you're putting a lot of confidence in Shane Lemieux. And this is why losing McCoy was such a big deal. Because, you're putting a lot of confidence in someone that really hasn't played center to play center. Like, yes, he probably can do it. He's an NFL pro. He's a veteran. He's been there and done that. Well, he hasn't been there and done that as far as playing center. But he's played along the interior of the line.
Like you mentioned, though, too, having the entire week at least to get ready is a lot more beneficial than just, here you go, throw you in there, McCoy's hurt, you got to go swim.
And they'll have plans for it, right? Like, at the same time, you know that the left side of your line is intact. And that's kind of what you're going to be focusing on, I think, your offense around. So, granted, teams will see weaknesses and they'll do all they can to exploit it. So you can bet that Raheem Morris and the Falcons have a plan to attack that offensive line, especially on the right side, with Landon Young playing right guard potentially, and then also Shane Lemieux.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You playing center.
On the positive side of things, obviously, the we mentioned the offensive line problems for the Saints, but the Dirty Birds are banged up as well. They won't have their starting center.
Yeah,
a weird
Dahlman,
twist of fate on that.
Drew Dahlman, and then they're also without right tackle Caleb McGarry.
Right.
So, yeah, two offensive linemen for each team that were both lost in the
Even
week
Stevens
prior.
Stevens going into this one.
Yeah, no. And so, I mean, this is we'll just dive into it. This is a gigantic game for the Saints defensive line. We've seen Kirk Cousins. He's still not even a full year removed from that Achilles injury, by the way.
Yeah.
He can't move. He really can't. Like, it's gotten maybe slightly better from that debut against the Steelers, where he quite literally was moving like 2 yards per dropback. I think it was 3.1. The guy is a statue back there. If you can get pressure on him, the issue is that Atlanta's offensive line, I mean, entering the year, we all kind of saw it as maybe the best in the NFC South and one of the better offensive lines in the NFC, in all honesty. If you can get after him, like, we can figure some things out defensively. Like, offensively, there's some issues. We know that the offensive line is banged up. We know the kind of talent is banged up with Taysom is obviously going to play, but coming off a chest injury, got to be a little careful with him there. Alvin Kamara is expected to play, but he was also dealing with some injury issues. The injury report was long this week, Steve. Chris Olave could potentially play. They have offensive issues.
And just like stud after stud, you're like, what's going on here? After we were all like riding high after weeks one and two, obviously.
But Atlanta's losing two offensive linemen for this game.
Yeah.
Just straight up say it. Carl Granderson. Like, come on. Chase Young. Cam Jordan, Brian Bercy, like Cam has had a tough year, like, but he loves playing against the Falcons, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, maybe he'll like channel some of the past aggressions against Matt Ryan and display them on Kirk Cousins today.
The potential return of Colin Saunders in this game, like he should be
big
good
up
to go.
For the middle right,
but also Nathan Shepard. Like, come on, guys, just go dominate this game. This is a game that if the Saints are going to win, the defensive line A has to get after Kirk Cousins when they're asked to. I mean, once again, he's kind of a statue back there. You're not expecting him to be rolling out of the pocket and extending plays and going downfield.
You don't
right?
have to know what QB design runs today.
So Mike always talks about this, right? Blowing up the middle, right? Blowing up right in front of his feet.
In
if they
the
can
face,
get some
right.
interior pressure without Drew Dahlman there, their starting center, like if Bercy or Shepard or whoever it is, even Saunders can get some pressure up the middle and create some sacks, because the Saints have been pretty solid this year as far as sack totals go. They got 11 already, and that was something that we didn't see last year. So it's already been an improvement. Carl Granderson looks great early on this season. Get after Kirk Cousins. But at the same time, to get to those situations, as Mike always says, and Deuce always says this as well, you're in the right to rush the passer, right? You got to stop the run. You got to keep, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier from getting off on
that
you.
Duo scares me, honestly.
It does, but at the same time, you don't know what kind of impact it will be felt without those two offensive linemen as well in their rushing attack.
Hopefully a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the same way with the Saints, so it's kind of back and forth. But the Saints defense, this could be a huge game, because you know that the Falcons have all the flashy weapons. They've spent all these premier draft picks and got the Mercedes, right? They have Kyle Pitts, who they drafted fourth overall, and Bijan Robinson, who they drafted, I think, eighth, and same thing with like Drake London, right? They got all these fancy weapons that they want to utilize. And even guys like Darnell Mooney, a former Tulane guy, has been really awesome to start the year for them. And I know that D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said, basically told us that Kirk Cousins has already a great connection with someone like Darnell Mooney, maybe even better than one with like Drake London. But I'm not really worried about the Saints' back end versus these weapons, maybe a little bit with Kyle Pitts based off of what they did to Dallas Goedert last week. But at the same time, just get after Cousins. Like, don't even give them the time. If they can put pressure on them, get them on the ground a few times. Once again, 11 sacks, which I think is number 6 in the NFL, tied for 6. I'll double-check that number for you. But just get after them. That's a huge, huge key in this game.
Yeah, like you mentioned, obviously, after Goddard going off, the Pitts matchup seems a bit daunting. But at least he's not a typical tight end. I kind of worry about the size too of Drake London, obviously a big physical dude. I don't know, to me this year, maybe getting to see more of the Falcons games in prime time. And, after, we got off the year, I think we've seen the Eagles matchup, That was a primetime game, and then they had the matchup against Kansas Chiefs, City in primetime.
Yeah, right.
So we got featured a lot of Falcons, and I don't know, Drake London just looked a lot bigger this year to me.
Yeah, no, it's because he's finally got a quarterback thrown to him. I mean, like, they had Desmond Ridder thrown his way and Taylor Heineke. I mean, come on. So Kirk Cousins a legit, I think, 13-year veteran. By the way, the sack numbers with 11, they're tied for fifth. But get, like, I don't know if I could have, like, even guess this entering the year. Who's number one in sacks? Do you know, Steve?
Alante Taylor.
No. As far as, like, team sacks, like the most sacks for a team this year.
Who is it overall in the NFL?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
They have 16 sacks. I mean, I remember kind of slamming what the Vikings did this offseason by getting rid of their pass rushers, like Lend and Neil Hunter go, and they basically lost 26 sacks of production from their defensive ends. I guess it didn't matter. They're sitting with 16 early on. So as far as that, the Saints have gone off to a really good start defensively. But at the same time, this is a big test.
Do you know offhand where the Saints rank behind Minnesota leading the NFL in sacks?
So they're fifth. They're tied for fifth.
Okay.
With 11. Now they're tied with teams like Buffalo and Denver, Green Bay, and Seattle.
Man, talk about Denver. They really came into Tampa last week and put a whooping on them.
Yes, they did. I mean, I don't even think the Saints necessarily laid an egg. Like, I think laying an egg is like what Tampa just did.
No, they, like, certainly did not lay an egg. It was a hard-fought game.
And Philly's a good team. Like, so you kind of tip your cap.
Even though the coach seems a bit loony.
Their coach, it's so funny because, like, folks in Philly sports talk radio are just still screaming for Sirianni's head after that win. They're just like, what is this dude doing? And they're right. He's a pretty bad coach, and we'll see if we can meet him again.
We're taking a break here on First Take. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Getting our pregame going, waking up. What a wild night, too, in college football. Obviously, LSU flexing their muscles, but man, oh man, that game in Tuscaloosa was drunk, Charlie.
3-0 week in college football for pick six.
Oh, someone likes that.
Ooh, yeah.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.